Welcome to the Hype Sports Innovation Podcast. We're here showcasing the world's best sports tech startups. I've got Nicholas and Brian here with me. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, Terry. This is Brian from Rubber Retail. Next to me sitting, Nicholas, the CEO of Rubber Retail.
Great to have you both on the line. Guys, where are you calling from at the moment?
From Mannheim, Germany, Central Europe.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's interesting. I actually remember the first time we spoke. It would have been roughly 12 months ago now. So I'm sure a lot has happened between now and then. And look, basically what I want to do today is just give the listeners a chance to understand you guys if they're not aware. So maybe give us a little bit of an understanding as to what Robo Retail is and what you guys do.
Sure. We basically build unmanned stores of tomorrow. We call them Robby. Mm-hmm. So what is exactly Robby, and what is Robby supposed to do? Well, just imagine Robby is an intelligent unmanned store, similar to vending machines, maximizing stored products on minimized floor space. However, our intelligent warehouse system is capable of storing all types of goods as well. And exactly this, we link then to a digital out-of-home advertising, thus fusing both business model and creating this unmanned retail as a service solution, where a brand can rent our solution for a given time period for the marketing campaign, for instance. You know, Terry? And in later stages, we would like to include also like a booking platform where all those brands can book our setup, our Robby installation across Europe and start with their marketing campaigns and lower their risk through our platform.
Yep, fantastic. You know, I actually remember when we first got in contact and just having a look at I remember your pitch deck was very well presented and just seeing visually how the stalls were set up. It was quite enticing. And so what we like to do here is talk about what we call the light bulb moment. So why don't you share with us the moment where something clicked and you realized that Robo Retail was to be created?
Yeah, Terry, here is Nick, the founder and CEO of Robo Retail Game Bar. Terry, we and some guys from Mannheim who always were in discussion about some ideas, disruptive ideas. And one time we sit together and saw Amazon is building the new concept in Seattle with Amazon Go. And this was the moment we thought about, we could this also do, but not with this big amount of sensor, beacons, cameras, and the whole back-end software behind. We thought about, let's do it with a smart vending machine and the smart robotics behind. So as Brian told, with a maximum space capacity and the packaging type independent system. So today there are lots of vending machines around the world in Japan, Asia, US, but they are all single solutions. They can only store one type of product in case of bottles of food or boxed things in there. And we thought we have to build up a packaging type independent system where the system, it doesn't matter if there comes in a ball or a shoebox from Nike or Adidas, a t-shirt, a six pack of beer, also cooled or a cap, whatever you want, from a small size up to a big size, with 6 kilograms and 60 to 60 centimeters. This was the moment we thought, we have to do this.
I love it. I love it. I love always diving deeper into the history of companies and seeing when that happens. It's a really good exercise. And so, as I said earlier, we first came into contact about 12 months ago. So why don't you share some of the recent news of Robo Retail, anything significant you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, well, this is Brian again. Currently, we are pitching across Europe, Asia, and also the US. Right now, well, Europe, it's real fun to see all those people very interested, all those interesting people, business angels, and they actually all love our product. And that also gives us as a driving force to keep pitching. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we were also in Berlin for two pitch events. Last week, we were at a very fancy location in Frankfurt on a boat, and on a private boat, pitching there to a private investor, and simultaneously also joining all not podcast, but this is exclusive for us to have an event with you at Hype. But we also do a lot of web pitching events in the US, and also taking place in Asia and Taiwan and Japan.
It's always interesting to see where this industry takes you, especially when you're pitching in front of potential partners and the type of situations that you're put in. I want to have a look at obviously in the entrepreneurial journey. It's never linear. It's always treated like a roller coaster with the ups and downs. So maybe if you want to share some insights into the some of the challenges, if you will, and by the same token, some of the triumphs that you've experienced so far.
I should have started off, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the main triumphs of Robo Retail is in the very beginning when we set up a prototype within just a 5 month time window, from zero to one, from founding the company to introducing and launching a proof of concept in a local mall. Here is the most innovative one, Q6, Q7. And there we had a glorious proof of concept as well. And all the robotics proved to be very reliable, and also the mechanics. So we were pretty happy to have done that within a 5 months window.
You were saying?
Well, we think that one of the biggest triumphs from Robo Retail was to set up this prototype in the mall Q6, Q7, which we did within a 5 month period. And we are very proud of us as well that we achieved this within that short time. And to accomplish also this proof of concept was a very interesting time of our startup.
Yeah.
This is Brian. Yeah, this is one big triumph, but also a big challenge is Terry. The big corporates would like not to hear it from me, but it's a fact. We have lead times from 12 up to 18 months to get a decision, a go or no go. Have always the discussions with them about budget, resources, many stakeholders who want to discuss this project. Sometimes we have in these workshops 20 people around, and this is for a young startup not the right speed, not to be agile, to be the first mover, to bring the innovation to the people, and this is one big challenge.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But also those challenges, it gave us a lot of inside information. You know, we had all those benefits from those workshops, which we had at those industry leaders in retail. And there we get information that those global players would also like to link directly their autonomous vending solution. Most of them don't have one, but if there would be one, it's like they would like to connect this digital out-of-home advertising directly to the point of sales in AAA locations, very highly frequently, of course, and collect the same time data via a data platform. And Terry, we are just doing this right now. We are testing it. We are developing it so we can measure the effectiveness of a Robby Cube, our next generation.
Yeah.
And that probably leads me into my next and final question. I want to look ahead to the rest of 2019. What do you really want to achieve between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, I talked about the big corporates. Two of them are a little bit faster. And right now, in the next 2 months, we are signing two big pilot projects. with two corporates, one from the supermarket branch and the other one, it's a one of the biggest sport articles reseller here in Europe. And this is what we will do the next time. Also, to close the fundraising, where we are now searching for and in discussion also with WISIs. And Brian, I think you have two other points.
Yeah, sure. The fundraising is very important to us. Although most of the efforts go towards that, but also this, we in the next couple of months we have this international patent pending, and it looks pretty probable to be approved within the next 6 months, as well as the MVP, minimal viable product, of our customer data platform linked together with the Robby next generation solution, and I think those are the next. Stepping stones and also the next news that will be ahead of us.
For sure. Well, look, I want to take this chance to acknowledge both of you, and not just the two of you. I'm sure there's a lot more of hard work that goes in from others as well. So I want to acknowledge you guys as a company. And like I said, from where we first spoke to this point in time now, you've achieved a lot. You've been through quite a lot, as we just heard, with your challenges. And I will wish you all the very best for a really strong 2019, and thanks for being part of the Hype Sports Innovation Podcast.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you too, and to the whole Hype Sports team.